Listen Up Audio presents the Content Fuel Framework, How to Generate Unlimited Story Ideas, written and narrated by Melanie Diesel.
Introduction: Creativity Within Confines. Every single day, more than 500,000 new websites are created. Hundreds of hours of video are uploaded to YouTube each minute. Thousands of tweets are sent each second. There are more than 700,000 podcasts, each releasing new episodes all the time. Updated versions of these types of statistics roll out annually, and each time I see one, I have the same few thoughts. First, I think about how lucky we are to live in a time when content creation and distribution has been so thoroughly democratized. Content creation tools and technology have never been more accessible, and the proliferation of the internet and social media has largely done away with the gatekeepers of yore, who got to decide which stories were worth telling and what content could be shared. In the present day, and for the foreseeable future, we can all be storytellers. And that's a beautiful thing. Second, I think about how content consumption has become more audience-led due to the sheer volume of content being created. We can't possibly consume it all, so we have to hone our expectations, raise our standards, and make tougher choices about where we spend our time. Footnote: I periodically need to declare content bankruptcy by clearing out my podcast queue, unsubscribing myself from email newsletters, and donating a stack of unread bestsellers from my overflowing bookshelf. This means the pressure on creators and storytellers is higher than ever before. We must create content compelling and differentiated enough to rise to the top of an increasingly crowded content landscape. Third, I think about the amazing opportunity that these two realities have created for the people who are willing to invest the time and effort into creating truly remarkable storytelling. I see these ever-increasing numbers as a good thing, a sign that storytellers will continue to play a role in our society. This warms my heart because I've always been a storyteller. As a child, one of my hobbies involved making books. I would fold plain paper in half and fill the sheets with words, stickers, drawings, creating booklets that offered both dramatic retellings of my experiences at school or home and completely fabricated stories about animals and aliens. Footnote: while this is my first published book, Kiki the Ballerina, presented in Crayola crayon and glitter stickers, was probably my true debut work. As I grew older, I became an avid reader, seeing the power stories have to transport audiences and teach lessons. I excelled in English and literature courses and jumped at every chance to hone my storytelling skills. I wrote for my middle school yearbook, edited my high school literary magazine, and served as the editor-in-chief of my school news publications in middle school, high school, college, and graduate school. Footnote: shout out to the St. Francis Forum, the Sacred Heart High School Forum, University of Connecticut Daily Campus, and the Syracuse University Newshouse. Ultimately, it was journalism that captured my heart. I saw each article and assignment as a chance to become an expert on a new topic, to learn and share someone else's story, and to use my talents to help efficiently share knowledge with others. To me, a life of telling stories this way seemed like a dream come true. But I know that not everyone shares the same excitement about a future of rampant content creation and increased storytelling. For some, especially those who have had content creation or production added to their already filled workplaces, each new social platform that launches or each new content format that catches on is an overwhelming reminder of the work to be done and the increasingly hungry audiences we need to continue to feed with quality content. Where will the ideas come from, we ask ourselves. We've been conditioned through ancient myths, modern movie plot lines, dramatic entrepreneur origin stories to believe that creativity and inspiration are either innate or random. Some people, it seems, are just born with it. For those folks, the ones lucky enough to come into this world with some special creative ability, the ideas flow freely. They surface radical new concepts, introduce revolutionary new products, disrupt entire industries, and change the way we think. These people are labeled creative geniuses and are put up on a pedestal, elevating them to superhuman status. Leonardo da Vinci, Marie Curie, Steve Jobs, Beyoncé. For others, great ideas seem to come as a stroke of luck. Things, people, or circumstances line up just right for them to make a discovery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?